Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
All right, welcome you in to the Go 24/7, what we call this post-spring practice report, a full one today out of the practice fields. Bryce Kuhn alongside Glenn Weston. Yes, we know Glenn's taller than me. Let's just get it out of the way. Glenn, you're going to screenshot it, put it on the board. It's a good laugh.
I won't do that anymore.
It's a good laugh.
This is a one-off thing where you just got to do it once and then you just leave it to where it is.
You got to get ahead of the jokes.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
We got to get ahead of the jokes. But hey, awesome day. First off, fantastic weather here in Baton Rouge for a day of spring practice that, Glenn, we got to see more than stretches. We got to see more than that defensively. I mean, obviously one of the big standouts, it feels like, was, we'll start with it, Sage Ryan. Not necessarily the fact that you could say, hey, maybe he knew some of the plays. Three picks for Sage Ryan during full team activities, but the fact that he capitalized on being in those spots, something that we really didn't see a lot last year, that's a big confidence booster for a secondary that needs it.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought he did a really nice job today. I mean, you could just see, like, they just look a little bit more sure of themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, just throughout this full practice here, it looked like they're you know, they still got a lot of they want to implement defensively, but when you've got your veterans like that, they're stepping up and making plays like that and just kind of, you know, setting the tone, I guess, for this defense that really kind of needs to have an identity or wants to start finding an identity. To have somebody like Sage Ryan continue to develop, I mean, he was somebody that people might remember a couple months ago was very briefly in the transfer portal.
Yeah.
Like, they worked to get him back for a reason, and I think they saw that he could be an impact player for them at that safety spot. They had him playing deep safety. He was not, you know, kind of by the line of scrimmage today. He was doing a lot of stuff, you know, kind of deep back there with Jordan Gilbert. So they've been kind of rotating that same safety group with Gilbert, with Ryan, with Major Burns. But, you know, another guy that really stepped up, I thought, and I think you pointed this out, Deshaun McBride.
Yeah.
Is somebody that I think is really going to push for some playing time here. He's just long. He's athletic. He seems to be just kind of around the ball and can make some stuff happen. So I think really some positive developments from the secondary today. You can see the potential. You can see kind of what if this group can kind of mesh well and kind of get that communication aspect of things, you know, lined up. They can be a pretty good unit next year, and I think you saw some potential there with that practice today.
You mentioned McBride. Obviously, one of the big things Brian Kelly was asked in his post-practice presser was obviously, you know, Major Burns kind of sliding up into a star role. And look, it doesn't take maybe more than the average fan to realize Major Burns was good around the line of scrimmage, coming up to make plays in the run game, maybe some bootleg passes getting after the quarterback. If they can find a spot for him there and things start to settle the back end, like you said, there is reason for encouragement, reason for excitement about what this secondary can do. I think one of the biggest things, Glenn, is if Burns feels comfortable there, it seems like he's the type of player when he does feel comfortable, that's when he's playing his best. That might be kind of easy, but for a guy like him, you want him in the best spot available.
Yeah, and man, you want your veterans to be able to take that next step. And I think, you know, he's somebody that LSU needs him to play well next year. I mean, he missed a lot of tackles last year. He was, you know, I think one of many that just kind of was unsure about what they were trying to do defensively. And I think, you know, just from a again, this was just one practice that we got to watch, you know, throughout the entirety of it. But they looked like they were a little bit more sure of themselves out there. And, you know, I don't think you take a whole ton of stock in that in just one practice, but it's at least a start. And I think, you know, they also, you know, have seen some nice development. Brian Kelly was talking today after practice from cornerbacks like JV yep. Toviano and Ashton Stamps. Those guys look pretty confident in themselves and what they're supposed to be doing at the cornerback spots. And, you know, they got a couple really good, you know, kind of newcomers in that room as well. PJ Woodland is one that I think could surprise some folks come fall. And I think that they just are set up to be a much better group next year. But they have to put in the work, and they have to go out throughout this offseason and make sure that they're a unit that can see the kind of improvement that they feel like they can make.
And two names we really didn't mention in that is J.K. Johnson and Zy Alexander. You know, two guys that we're going to have to see as they continue to build back strength up, just getting into that playing shape, getting into the fact where they can get on the field. You start to feel a little bit better. I know Sonny has said this, there's numbers there, but you want to turn that into some quality numbers. And it feels like LSU's getting closer to feeling maybe better about that overall. Anything else defensively kind of stick out to you?
I mean, I think we should probably go over the front seven, what they kind of looked like. You know, there was pretty much a Harold Perkins, Greg Penn inside linebacker group with the first team. Then, you know, Jesus Christ. All right. And then the defensive line, you move forward to the defensive line up front. You had Jalen Lee and who was the other defensive tackle?
Jacoby and Guillory. Yeah.
And then kind of the two defensive end/edge rushers they had, Braden Swinson and Savion Jones were pretty much the first team guys out there.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
Paris Shand and Deshaun Womack did rotate in a little bit with those guys as well in this first practice. So that's all really good stuff as we see.
I don't know who that is.
one of the players is certainly blazing by us here after this first full practice. But yeah, I mean, those were pretty much the big, you know, kind of the first team guys that you saw rotating in. And you know, again, it's one of those deals where I think they still have a lot of installation they got to put in. But you saw some signs here where, you know, this group could be a little bit more opportunistic, be a little bit of aggressive. They can do some things because, you know, I do think probably one of the other takeaways that we'll get to here offensively is that the run game for LSU really kind of controlled the day, I think, in terms of just the consistency and the holes that they were opening up and, you know, the diversity that they were, you know, showing in that respect on offense. But certainly I think there's a lot of room for encouragement for this defense, and you know, we'll see if they can continue to kind of show that progression and develop and perform under a scheme that Blake Baker feels like they can.
Switching it over to the offensive side of the football, you mentioned it's an offensive line. Kelly talked about returns a lot of guys that have played. They're trying to build depth there just in case. That's going to be a big thing. They've got to have guys ready. I mean, he mentioned if an ankle's tweaked, if a shoulder's messed up, we got to have guys that can step up. It is a great, maybe the best in the SEC when you talk about that first five coming back for LSU. They got to build that up. But the run game, just two scholarship running backs, but, man, they're really getting to work in how they want this run game to look and how they want to shape a lot of these zone looks they're trying to put out there.
Yeah, you mentioned the offensive line. I mean, Emory Jones was not out there, like, for the, you know, contact portion of practice. He was in pads, but just really did a little bit of individual drill work. And it was really Tyree Adams that was kind of the big right tackle for them on the first team. And I thought they did a really nice job of opening up holes on that right side with Adams, with Miles Frazier and DJ Chester. And I do think that they're getting more diverse with the run. I think probably one of the biggest takeaways that I had was the amount of times they put Garrett Nussmeier under center. I mean, they did that.
It looks a little different.
They did that three or four times with Nuss today, and I was like, okay, well, that's a little different. And they did some play action out of that. They did some rollouts where, you know, Nussmeier faked a handoff and hit Mason Taylor for a little short route a couple times. So they're trying to get more diversity into that run game, and that's really going to help kind of open things up for the passing game as well. If you're able to kind of establish a more unique run game, it should really help out a quarterback like Nussmeier be able to spread the ball out to his receiving weapons. So I would say that was probably one of the bigger takeaways I had from the whole day.
Yeah, offensively, you continue to look. Mason Taylor looking to get more involved. He talked about that earlier. You know, this week when we talked with him after one of the practices, you could see some designs that we saw a little bit last year, but maybe they hone in on that a little bit more. And then just kind of round out the day's coverage. Wide receiver position, Brian Kelly said he feels good about it. There's backup battles that need to be settled elsewhere, but he said, what, 6-7 guys that he says we can throw out there and maybe be amongst the best in the conference.
Yeah, and you saw it. I mean, like, there was a play today that Kyron Lacy made in the very early portion of practice where he just pretty much jumped Jarden Gilbert, you know, high-pointed a ball at a deep
throw. Jarden Gilbert's not a small guy.
Yeah, Gilbert's not a small guy, and he was actually in pretty good coverage too. And Gilbert and Lacy just kind of just had
made the play.
a very slight edge over him and was able to make the play. It was a really just phenomenal athletic, acrobatic play. But, yeah, so you had him. You had, you know, Chris Hilton was targeted a number of times. I'm on the Chris Hilton train. I think this is the offseason for him. You know, he's been with Nussmeier now for 3 years.
Exactly.
Those two, I think, have a really special connection. And Nuss was targeting him a lot today. And Hilton was getting open, and they were utilizing that matchup a lot today. So, I think it's a big offseason for him. It's a big offseason for a guy like Aaron Anderson. You know, they worked in Kyle Parker and Xavion Thomas and CJ Daniels, the two transfers, rotated in with the first team a little bit today as well. They have a lot of options here to kind of really open up this passing offense. And I think Nussmeier is pretty happy that he has all these guys that he's going to be able to kind of spread the ball out to.
Yeah, big note, CJ Daniels, that's a big man.
Yeah.
Very physical, big-bodied receiver that LSU wanted to bring in. They did. The only thing Nussmeier probably didn't like was the wind kicking around. It knocked down some of those balls. Damian Ramos was kicking some field goals that, I mean, it looked like it was hitting a wall and coming straight down. But nonetheless, a great day of spring practice out here just beyond the practice fields. Beautiful day here in Baton Rouge as we continue spring football coverage. A lot of other coverage happening all across the site. Baseball in the midst of a massive series against Florida women's basketball. I'm heading to that press conference right after the recording of this. Big game on Sunday, 2 o'clock, and I believe baseball's 2 o'clock.
Yes.
So that's, you're going to have to pick your poison. Put one on the TV and go to one of the games, I guess you could do, or go split screen it. I believe there's a couple companies that let you do that. That's good stuff as well. But, hey, we appreciate you tuning in. Make sure you like the video. Hit that subscribe button. We will catch you next time. He's Glenn West. My name's Bryce Kuhn here on the Go 24/7 Spring Practice Report edition of this podcast.
The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.